My name's Gilly Fick. I am the director of One Night in November, which is going to be on at the Electric Theatre from the 15th to the 18th of November. It's a fabulous play. I've absolutely loved directing it, and I have a terrific cast. Basically, it's about the bombing of Coventry in November 1940, and we're absolutely delighted that it's taking place during the week of the 77th anniversary of the bombing of Coventry. It's essentially a love story, but it's wrapped up in the story of the codebreakers at Bletchley. We've had a huge amount of fun rehearsing this. It's a very demanding play in that it's technically difficult and very challenging, because we are going to be showing the bombing, literally, of the house. It's going to be very exciting, very noisy in places, and very evocative of the period. We have had terrific fun researching it. I've done a lot of research and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. We had a fabulous visit to Bletchley Park a couple of weeks ago, which was, as James said, it was really humbling. And I think anybody who has got any interest in history, it's an incredible place, and the Computing Museum is fascinating, aside from all the Bletchley Park codebreakers work and the restoration of the huts. It's so evocative. They've done an amazing job, and we got, because obviously as part of the set we are, and the story takes place in Bletchley Park, gave us a fabulous insight into how the huts look, the very, very dim lighting and the incredible atmosphere that I really hope we are recreating. It's going to be a really exciting play. We don't often do this, but we have a Saturday matinee because we think that it's a show that's really suitable for a matinee.
Can I ask why this particular play?
When I look at plays to direct, basically I look for a good story, and this is a really, really good story. And it's genuine. It really did happen. But the plot line is really interesting. There's been a huge amount recently with the breaking of the Enigma Code, and a lot of people know about that story through the films. But this is about Coventry. It's about it was a hugely significant part of the Second World War. It really did create the most massive impression. And it was a pretty horrendous event. Nobody had bombed civilians in that way, and it broke all the rules of war. And it was very, very, very important to the people of Coventry, and it still is. But why this play? It's a cracking story. It's got great characters. It's about family. It's about relationships. And it's a love story. And who doesn't love a love story?
So were you involved with putting the cast together and choosing who was going to play what role?
Absolutely. That's a director's role. We hold auditions, and they're open auditions for Gilbreys. Anybody is welcome to audition. And yes, I had terrific auditionees, and I've got a fabulous cast, and they really have gelled, and they're very real, and the family relationships are excellent and very, very believable. And although in places it's a very sad story, we've had a lot of fun doing it, and it has an amazing outcome.
So was it a very difficult decision, choosing who was going to play who?
It's always every director's both pleasure and nightmare. The nightmare is having to tell people who have auditioned that unfortunately they can't be cast, and that's always the most difficult thing. But it's always a complete pleasure to be able to cast top quality actors. And we're very, very fortunate in Gilbreys that we've got really top quality actors. But we've been delighted to welcome some new members to this cast, and I think they've enjoyed it. In fact, I know they have, and I've had an absolute ball.
Now, is there anything that you're looking forward to with all of this?
Everything, not just anything. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing the vision that I saw in the play 2 years ago now, when I first read it, seeing it come to life on the stage. You get a flavour in rehearsal, but once it reaches the stage, then you have all the sound, the light, and all the stage setting that you've envisaged, and your designer has envisaged. And then that's the really exciting thing. And seeing it before an audience and seeing the reactions, because that's really why we do these things.
So if someone listening is interested in joining Gilberies, can they do so?
We're always very, very keen to welcome new members, either as actors or as backstage, technical crew. We've got a fantastic training programme. We can help anybody who's interested in learning about theatre craft, about backstage. If you'd like some information, you can visit www.gilberies.com or our Facebook page, Gilberies Theatre Company on Facebook. And we'd really like to hear from you.
Gilly, thank you very much.
Thank you.